No, we'll keep going, and because wow, this is an action packed show. Because there was another, I think what you call it, a short, excellent short in itself. And we got the star of the short, Glenn Scarpelli, on the phone. Glenn, how are you?
Hey, Dave, so good to talk to you guys.
It is
up here in Stone, Arizona.
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you, are you up there right now?
Yeah, man, I've lived here actually for almost 19 years. I own a local TV station here for the past 15 years. So I'm a Sedona guy.
Well, woo-hoo! Good for you, because this really intrigued me. Of course, the short is called Sacred Journey. What is about 42 minutes or so, roughly?
It is. It's a long short.
A long short. That's what I was going to say. And it was so cute. It started off, of course, filmed in there in Sedona. I remember the Flicker Shack. Is that what it was called? The one theater they had?
The Flicker Shack. You know, it's so funny. We wrote some of those hidden things that only people that really remember Sedona from those days would kind of relate to. So I'm happy you picked up on that.
Oh, I did indeed. I go, this is so cool. The Vortex, the pink or whatever Jeep tours they have there. And I really thoroughly enjoyed this. Now, did you write this one?
Well, I helped develop it with two writer friends of mine, Mike Colucci, who actually wrote the script, and then Tracy Boyd, who directed it. And the three of us, really over the last 5 years, have been developing this. It was, you know, it's 45 minutes because our initial intent was to make it a television pilot. So that's really where the length comes in. And Mackenzie Phillips has been a friend of mine. I was on One Day at a Time with her 40 years ago.
I remember. I loved that series.
loved it.
No, it was a great series. And Bonnie Franklin, Valerie, I can't remember her last name.
Bertinelli. Yeah. I mean, sorry.
Yeah. Bonnie's still, she's still around, right?
Bonnie, actually, we lost Bonnie 3 years ago.
Oh, was
it? Cancer, yes.
But Valerie Bertinelli and Mackenzie Phillips did a really nice. Did some nice tributes to her, I should say.
Yes, and we're actually doing a tribute to Bonnie at the Sedona International Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
Because Mike Farrell. Mm-hmm. Is a dear friend of all of ours, and he's doing his one-man show on Monday night, the 22nd, and that is in a benefit for Bonnie's charity.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, we just had Mike on at 11, great guy. And
I wish we would have called that out. We didn't realize that was going to be a benefit.
He's doing it as a benefit performance for Bonnie Franklin.
Nice.
Contemporary and classic plays where she brings theater to public schools that can no longer afford performing arts.
Oh, that is fantastic. But Sacred Journey, the theme was second chance. Not often you get a second chance in life. And I thought this was a funny movie, too. I mean, this was a lighthearted movie, but it also had a significant message as well.
Thank you. I get chills when I hear you say that, because that was truly our intent. Was to stay lighthearted and have some fun with Sedona and everything that people think Sedona is compared to all of us that live here that know what Sedona really is.
Yeah.
And to kind of share a message of, we do get a second chance in life sometimes, and really love is what changes our lives.
Yeah.
You know, when Marco meets his son, and just to briefly for your audience, basically what the movie is about is I play this guy Marco, who's a Jeep tour driver, because we have a lot of those up here.
Oh, yeah.
And he's kind of depressed in the beginning of life, and he's kind of going through the motions. He's a bit of a hoarder. He doesn't care about what he eats. And then one day, his old friend, Mackenzie Phillips, shows up on one of the Jeep tours and brings him his son, and it changes his life. And that is what you're referring to as the second chance. He gets a chance to be the dad he didn't really want to be back when the kid was born.
And the dad that he never had. I mean, you as the dad of Luke, but I think you in the movie it reflected also you didn't have the greatest relationship with your dad.
Yeah, I know, and that was one of the things we were trying to portray too. Is sometimes we have to heal what we have with our parents so that we could be good parents and we could move on and give our children more than we got by healing things. Like, we all have stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all have stuff, and we all carry stuff from our childhood that is what we call baggage.
No question. Was this healing for you to do this movie?
Yeah, it was very healing for me, actually, on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
First of all, I've lived in Sedona like 20 years, so I've just kind of taken myself out of the phrays of acting, and I just missed it so much, and I loved playing this role. So
healing
just in rediscovering myself once again and being able to utilize those tools was so rewarding. And then on another level, it was really wonderful and kind of cathartic to find parts of myself that, you know, maybe I carry from my childhood and so on and so forth that I got to heal too. So, yeah, definitely. I would say yes to that question.
Well, the acting was fantastic. You did a great job. Mackenzie Phillips did. And I don't know, Luke, what his real name is, but he was excellent, don't you think?
Thank you.
Nice job for the son.
We found a good kid. Well, you know, I called a whole bunch of friends of mine in L.A. that are theatrical managers, and I said, hey, I'm looking for a little mini-me. Anybody got anybody? And then my one friend, Peter, was like, I've got a mini-you. Wait till you see this kid. And it turned out to be Matthew Costo, and then, of course, he got the part. So,
oh, he's fantastic. Yeah, Matthew, I did write that down, Matthew Costo. Now, one last thing. I'll give it over to Tricia for a second. And this isn't really a spoiler, but I laughed out loud on this part, so I'm just going to say it. The dialogue between you as Marco and Tiff, Mackenzie Phillips, and I forgot what was said, but she said, I guess we just have to take it one day at a time. That was awesome, right?
I got to tell you, we were so on the fence about putting that in there.
Oh, it was hysterical. I'm glad you did. I thought it was so funny.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
We were so on the fence about that, but everyone that has seen it, and not a lot of people, honestly, you guys, we sent you a screener. You're like in a handful of people that have actually seen this, because I'll admit it, we finished it about 48 hours ago.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wow.
Nice job, though. Nice. Big thumbs up for this, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
Now, you did mention that some of it is a little bit autobiographical. But I found it interesting when I was telling my friend that we were going to be interviewing you. And I said, yeah, Glenn Scarpelli, you know, from, I said, One Day at a Time. And so she quickly looked you up on Google. Uh-huh. And she goes, oh, my gosh. Oh, he's so hot. Oh, my gosh. You know, and you having come out as an adult, how did that affect you? Because, you know, I hate to say this, but I think we all know that there is still a certain amount of stigmatism that is out there. And has it affected you at all?
Regarding the fact that I'm gay?
Yeah, just when you come out as an adult and people are, especially if they have you in their mind, you know, they look at a picture and they go, ah, you know.
Right. Well, you know, the world is such a better place these days than it was, let's say, 20, 30 years ago, because I certainly played the whole closet routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was required, really, for a long time, which is sad, yeah.
It really, really was, and it's a very dark, lonely, sad place, honestly. And you know, it took a part of my life's lessons in this lifetime have been to love myself for everything I am and to live my most authentic life and to be honest and true to myself and to others. And, you know, it took decades, really, to deal with it. And I just feel so liberated and free to be able to be who I am. And that's really why acting just works so well in my life right now. I actually left acting because I fell in love with this guy and I didn't know how to be out and gay and on television at all at the same time. So I kind of took the television thing out of the equation and started to live my life. And I found myself in Sedona, Arizona, and so on and so forth. A whole behind the scenes story there. But so much of that was to come to deal with it. But now the world is a new place. Like, you can be truthful and honest and out and gay in show business. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Well, and so, being able to accept yourself and to be, like you said, your authentic self out there and realizing that, you know, if people are judgmental or whatever, that's on them. But by doing that, I think that you're teaching and allowing people to be able to to learn. And I think in your movie, that's what you're able to do as well, that there is acceptance and that there is a second chance or the ability to come to understand something that's not always easy to understand at first glance.
I love that you're saying that, Tricia, because honestly, you know, one of the things, one of our intentions from when we made the film was we are gay characters in the movie. Mm-hmm. But we didn't want this to be a gay movie. There's like, there's
right.
no thing, you know what I mean? It's like, we just happen to be gay. And this is something that, you know, the way our lives went, you know, we still had this baby together. You know, I love the scene where Mackenzie explains to the son how it all happened and that she consoled me one night. It was tender and he was born out of love. Those are such wonderful messages that I'm so proud to have in our film because, you know, love is love. And that's really where we're headed in our society's acceptance of it all is love is love. And we are a, you know, not to borrow a phrase, we are the new modern family in this movie.
That's right. You know,
this is how kids are raised these days.
Absolutely.
Sometimes their parents are gay. Sometimes they're straight. They have friends. You know, there's all kinds of different scenarios on what a family looks like these days. And I think that's what we also try to put in here and not hit it over the head. Like, we're not trying to be preachy about it. It just happens to be a movie with some gay people in it, you know?
Right. And but the thing is, too, is that even in straight families or, you know, mixed race families, whatever, you know, the scenario is.
Right.
There is always that dynamic where the child has to learn how to come to grips with their parents as they mature and become adults themselves. So that dynamic is always there. And you bring that to the fore. That communication, that acceptance, that love develops. And I just think it's beautiful how you bring that out.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. That makes, I literally got chills when you were saying that because so much of the conversations we had as we developed the script, and like I said, it's 5 years of developing the script. So that's, you know, it takes a while to get things right. And that was such an intention of ours. So the fact that you're actually resonating with that really makes me so happy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely reflected. Just a great message. And sort of a reunion of sorts today with Mike Farrell being on, a, you know, 11-year on right now. And I was looking, season 7, episode 3, Shelley Fabre was on your One Day at a Time show. Do you remember?
Yeah, Shelley played Bonnie Franklin's business partner on many episodes. And they wrote a few wonderful shows about Shelley and I specifically, and I just love and adore working with her. And a little bit behind the scenes, little trivia, Bonnie's husband, Marvin Minoff, and Shelley's husband, Mike Farrell, were business partners and producers of films. They co-produced together the film Patch Adams.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love that film.
That's right.
They produced that film together and another film called Dominic and Eugene, which will also be screened on Tuesday afternoon at the Mary Fisher Theater here in Sedona at the Sedona Film Festival. And I think Mike is going to do a Q&A after that.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. And, you know, I just noticed, of course, on One Day at a Time, all the characters were great. But Pat Harrington Jr., awesome. And sadly, he just died about a month ago.
Yes. You know, one of the things about that show is we all stayed very close. And we all remained very close friends. Mackenzie and I are actually going to Pat's memorial on the 22nd. So I'm at the film festival. I have to fly to L.A. for one day for the memorial, and then she and I are flying back down together to be at Mike's play. It's a sad time for all of us. You know, Pat was suffering with Alzheimer's for many years. We all did a beautiful reunion at the TV Land Awards in 2012, and that was really the last time I think Pat was able to really be in public and do that sort of thing with us. And we lost Bonnie and Pat since then. So that moment was just, who knew? You know, you never know in life, right? You know, you have to appreciate the moments as they come because sometimes they are fleeting. And that was the last time our entire cast would have been together.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to go celebrate Pat's life. You know, Pat is the type of person that he was freaking hysterical in real life. I mean, this man was a comedy genius. So he doesn't want any of us crying. He certainly wants to get for us to get together and celebrate his life and laughter. So that's what we're going to do.
Wow. So just another question. What's on the horizon for you? I mean, this is such a great long short, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Sacred Journey. Are you going to get more involved and write more movies, act? Because you are a wonderful actor.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. Yes, you know, this has reawakened a spark in me that I kind of knew I always had my entire life. But like I said, I just kind of let it go for a little while and discovered a new me in Sedona. So I'm definitely welcoming opportunities once again and putting myself out there to act again. Sacred Journeys itself has a distribution deal with Beyond Words, who distributed The Secret.
Oh,
you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
We have a worldwide distribution deal with them. But before they actually get the movie out there, we do have a few folks that are interested in the possibility of discussing this as a TV series.
Oh.
And that was what we kind of originally wrote it for. We produced it as a short through SAG and the DGA. We're a union film, and we produced it in the shorts contract for SAG and DGA. But we kind of always had our sights on the possibility of developing these characters as an ongoing thing. So the next step for me is explore that world and then give it to Beyond Words to distribute. So we'll see how that all plays out. I'll keep you guys in the loop.
Oh, definitely, because I think this would be a great TV series. There's so many things you can do with this particular scenario.
Thank you. We think so. We hope so. And we hope that someone out there that has the same kind of vision for it. Because one thing I know that when we've shown it to people, because it is 45 minutes, it really does feel like a TV show in a lot of ways, like a Netflix kind of vibe show. And, you know, I ask everybody, so you want to watch episode 2? And everyone's like, yeah, let's see.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I go, no, don't let it end now. I want to know what happens the next day.
well, we'll see. There is a lot to explore. So if we have that opportunity, we will feel very blessed. So that's what's on my agenda immediately to pursue.
That is awesome.
Yeah, well, and just also just quickly, Tracy Boyd, our director, we could not have done this without him. Mm. Tracy has been working with Alexander Payne on many of his projects for years and years and years. That's why the film looks as beautiful and is as wonderful as it does.
Oh,
it's really thanks to Tracy and his team. And Tracy's now going up to Canada to work on Alexander's next film as co-producer and second unit director.
Excellent.
So it's very exciting. But he's worked on like The Descendants and Nebraska and, you know, all those movies, Sideways. All those incredible Alexander Payne movies.
Wow.
So I just want to make sure I give a shout out to Tracy because it could not have been done without him.
Well, I appreciate that. That is excellent. And Glenn Scarpelli, really, we so much appreciate you being on today. Great, great, long, short, we'll call it, Sacred Journey. Everyone get out there to Sedona Film Festival next week and watch this. And when is it going to be in the at Sedona?
Well, we are at the Sedona Performing Arts Center for our premiere. This is our first time we'll ever share it with an audience, and that is Thursday, February 25th at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we have a second showing at Harkins Theaters that I heard sold out in 45 minutes when the tickets went on sale. So
oh, wow.
The only time to really catch it now is the Thursday night at Performing Arts Center.
Okay, well, we're going to...
Well, and that's a larger venue, too. Yeah. So.
A much larger venue.
Yes.
Exactly, so...
And we'll be there.
And the cast is going to, we're going to do a Q&A, and we have
excellent.
Our cast and our crew, and it'll be a fun, we're going to treat it like a party.
Well, we're looking forward to meeting you, I got to tell you, and we'd love to have you on again and track this particular project as well as any other things that you have coming up. We really honor, appreciate what you've done.
Well, I so appreciate you guys having me on, and I can't wait to meet you. We'll see you next week at the Sedona International Film Festival.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Right
Sounds
on.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, cool.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Glenn Scarpelli. I liked it a lot. I mean, I could see this as a TV series. It was that good. I thought Mackenzie Phillips did all the acting was great, but it's nice to see her back there and played a nice role. It was a good part for her.
They distilled it down very well into the 48 minutes. I'm a little bit, I mean, it would be difficult, I think, to be able to write that kind of quality but maybe as a series, I think they might.
I think it could, and yeah, that's good, and it's
they
nice.
They did a great job.
Nice to see he's back, you know, acting and so on. And wow, 20 years in Sedona. He's seen a lot. Yeah, the Flicker Shack. You're probably surprised I even knew that.
Yeah.
It was before Harkins. I went there once. Maybe Eric and Kathleen, did you ever know of the Flicker Shack in Sedona, the only theater they had at one time? No? It was cool. It was a cute little theater, just a little cute little theater. I had my popcorn, like I always do.
Yes. You love your popcorn.
Yeah. But
as do I now.
So we had some good fun here. Again,
this is going to be a phenomenal festival yet again, and we're going to be torn, yeah. And we're going to have a hard time seeing all these fantastic movies.
There's no doubt. And wow, Silver Skies, Rosemary Rodriguez. Thank
and
you
I'm
to
excited
her.
For Dominic and Eugene. I think this is a film I have seen before that I absolutely loved. So that's going to be really cool, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here. So, you know, if you haven't gotten any tickets or thought about the Sedona Film Festival, the Sedona International Film Festival, you should get out there. Starts next Friday, the 19th. Concert by Chicago, already sold out. Saturday, I don't know, that might be sold out, too, but you should check it out. That's Saturday, the 20th. Chicago will be there. And a lot of great stuff. A lot of great stars. American Graffiti Reunion. That's, I think, Candy Clark's going to be there. I think, obviously, Mackenzie Phillips going to be there. And a couple other cast members from American Graffiti, which was a great movie in itself. And, of course, all these other great people. Mike Farrell, Glenn Scarpelli, Mackenzie Phillips, like we talked about. Who else? Well, others. I know there's others.
Yes.
Chicago. And then, I mean, Chicago.
Well, Chicago, yes. Kicking it off. And you know, at least last year, there were a lot of surprise guests, stars that came that we didn't know were coming until the last minute. And it's a big draw because this festival is so well put together. I can't say enough about how great the Sedona Film Festival is. I can't wait to go up there.
Yeah, and it's coming.
And he says there's snow up there. Gonna have to pack warm.
Yeah,
that sounds so cold.
It's only 4,500 feet, I think. But yeah, snow may be coming. All right, well, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. Thank you to Joseph J., who's not here right now, Tricia, Eric and Kathleen, always nice seeing you, and I hope you get up to the Sedona Film Festival. What do you think?
Maybe.
He said a maybe. We got a maybe. Yes, we did. Everyone have a great weekend. I'm glad Denver Broncos won. We'll talk about that later. And what song is this, by the way?
Turn Up the Radio.
I never heard of that, but it's a pretty good one. How many seconds we got? I love the countdown. Here we go. We're going to count down like New Year's Eve.
15.
We got 15 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Trisha's dancing in the studio. Kathleen might be going for Eric as a Valentine's hug. Oh, maybe not. There's 5 seconds left. 4. Have a great weekend.
Woo!
See you next week.